The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Channel Radio, Biz Radio, and KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, August the 8th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host...
It's me, Bird.
It's Bird.
We've done it.
We have.
That's amazing.
We pulled it off.
I know.
It's the first time in ages.
Ever.
Got it right.
Yeah.
Nice one.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. Seems everybody stopped working in August, but what is all that about?
I know. What are they on?
I don't know. I'm in full creative mode, so good.
You?
Yeah.
You're not going on holiday then?
No. I'm like you.
Yeah, I haven't been on holiday for 9 years.
Me neither.
No. Absolutely. We ought to go somewhere together.
Nope.
Oh, okay. That was the end of that, wasn't it?
You're my friend, but no. I'm busy.
Are you?
I'm busy. Yeah, I'm busy writing.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say you were washing your hair.
No.
Okay.
I don't really do that, do I? I've got my cap on, sweaty, done. Although I've done it today.
You have got no cap on?
No cap on today.
No cap on?
No.
Cool. So how are you doing? You're right.
I'm really well. Do you know what? I'm in full creative mode. I'm writing another book now. I'm researching the next book after that. And do you know what? When you're in that creativity mode, when you are deadlining it, when you're writing every day, consistent behaviour, all of a sudden more and more and more comes in. I feel like this obsessed woman with, oh my God, that's an amazing creative.
Mm.
Do you get like that?
I do. I've just got another job as well because I needed
Congratulations.
One. Yeah, I needed another job, didn't
I? What are you doing?
Yeah. I've just been appointed to the board of the Sheerness Dockyard Regeneration Trust.
What's that all about?
It's Sheerness Docks. Bit like, you know, in Chatham, like the dockyard in Chatham with the Admiral's office and the flag thing. Well, there's a lot of buildings like that in Sheerness at the docks, and they're a bit derelict, and there's a derelict church there as well. There's a project to refurbish it all, and I've just been drafted
this.
Into that.
Yeah, I like this new regeneration. Why are we building anything new? Let's just use what we've got. And
they're gorgeous buildings.
Really?
They're gorgeous Victorian buildings that have just been let go, and the plans for them are brilliant. Obviously, you know, it's going to take raising quite a lot of funds. I'm working with an interesting chap. The guy that's running it, the chief executive, is a chap called Will Palin. Son of Michael Palin of Monty Python fame. Yeah. Really interesting guy. And the project, we're just about to kick it off. It's going to take 4 or 5 years to do. But one of the things we're thinking about doing in one of the main buildings, and one of the reasons I'm involved, is we're going to put a hot desking space there.
Oh, perfect.
Which would be good.
Beautiful. Yeah. Mm. Beautiful. And the buildings are just stunning. I'm not from these parts. I'm from Plymouth in Devon. I don't know if you hear that.
Free West Country. West Country wenchy, B.
And they've got dockyards down there and they regenerate it all. Yeah. And it's just beautiful, some of these buildings.
Absolutely. Mm. So, lots going on.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, we've had, I've just counted them. We've had 1,934,700,004 tweets.
That's good.
And we'll read some of those. That's not bad, is it?
It's all right. It's average.
It's all right, isn't it? It's a bit average.
Average for us today.
Yeah. And we got some emails to read.
I think that's good in August because apparently nothing goes on in August.
Well, according to you, yeah.
Well, everybody's shut down for business. What's
Absolutely.
Going on?
So we're a couple of tweets short then.
Exactly.
Never mind. I'd like to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, who are a lovely bunch of folks called You and I.
Oh, yeah.
LTD Limited on the Twitter, EUNILTD on the Twitter, UNI Limited. And they help start-up and small businesses get online, get on the web, and get into digital marketing.
Beautiful.
So do give them a follow.
Yep.
Their website link is on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website. Follow them on the Twitter, EUNILTD is their Twitter handle. Do give them a follow. I've had a tweet also from Mark Goldfinch, who is known as Drive Your Mark on the Twitter, and he says, Vanilla Web, that's me, by the way, Vanilla Web, any chance of a shout-out on the Business Bunker for Stuart Lambert of Crosshead Bikes? After years of sacrifice, he's only weeks away from launch.
Oh, wow.
So check this out. Mark has sent me a load of stuff about this guy and the bikes that he's doing. Obviously, you're going to need to read it, and the easiest thing to do is to follow one or both of them on the Twitter because all the links are there. So Mark's Twitter handle is Drive Your Mark, DriveYourMark, Drive Your Mark, or Crosshead Bikes, as it says, Crosshead Bikes, all one word, both Twitter handles. Give them a follow. Find out about what Stuart Lambert has been doing with Crosshead Bikes. Fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
Go look. Wow. Go have a look.
Interesting.
And while I'm talking about such things, I also want to mention some guys that we're partnering with on the Business Bunker show, the lovely folks at CourierBid. And CourierBid in association with Creative Motion, the video company, have put together some video reels that we've been tweeting out and you need to look at, because CareerBid are a delivery company. And they're trying to reinvent the delivery marketplace. So they're putting up a website and an app that enables you to book your delivery by getting the cheapest delivery that you can.
Nice.
And what they're doing is utilising empty vehicles. So if you've got a delivery that's got to go to Manchester or Macclesfield or Maidstone, and they've got a truck that's just arrived and going back there empty, you can put something on it at a reduced price. So that's the idea behind it. And right at the moment, they're crowdfunding for it. So do check them out. CareerBid on the Twitter is CareerBid is their Twitter handle. There's a link on our website to their webpage, and they're crowdfunding through Leo Crowdfunding. So check it out.
Any reason why you picked cities beginning with M? Manchester, no. Macclesfield?
No, not particularly.
Maidstone. Did anybody else notice that, or was it just me?
Yeah.
It was just me, wasn't it? Well, I was like, what's
Julie's, Julie's based in Maidstone. And
Macclesfield?
And my main company head office is in Maidstone, so I suppose that's why I picked.
I just wondered why. I thought, wow, he's on a roll.
I could think of three places beginning with M, probably. And I would have struggled a bit if I'd have picked Q or Z. Probably.
I just laugh. It just makes me chuckle. Good. I've got a tweet here from Terry Botfield. Hashtag B Bunker. Shout out, please, for 10 top tips for business success from Terry Botty. I love his Twitter, don't we? We love his Twitter
handle.
It is
good. Botty.
At TD Botty.
TD Botty.
It just gives you all of an imagination, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So it's out today on his website. Go check him out. He said, have a great show. We will, Terry. Thank you.
Fantastic. Oh, look, there's a picture of a mug.
I can't find it.
It's a Zoe mug, though.
Oh, is it?
Because Zoe was on the telly yesterday, weren't you, Zoe?
On KMTV.
You were on KMTV yesterday.
Yeah. How did it go?
It was a real experience.
Did they do your makeup and hair and everything, like the BBC?
No. Nothing like that.
Oh.
It was just, I went in, and it's in partnership with the university.
Yeah, yeah, so they use the university studios, don't they? Yeah.
So, no, it was good. Mm. Yeah.
So, you have fun?
I had fun, yeah.
Yeah, but you're a television pro, though, aren't you? You've done so many television programmes. You've been on the breakfast sofa as well, haven't you, with what's his jobs and what's her face?
Eamon Holmes and
that's the chap.
Yes. Ruth someone?
Yeah.
Yes, his wife.
Yeah, is it Ruth? Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, no, it was good. It was a different experience. It's always good to, you know, BBC is much more professional, where ITV is so laid back. And
bit like this show. Bit like this show.
Yeah. So it's good to experience different types of shows, I suppose.
Yeah.
I like it.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what, Bird, do you want to read an email?
Oh, and you've done it again this week. Is this going to be a regular thing?
I'll spring it on you.
No, I understand that. But just the fact that you give me emails with every physical piece of the paper covered in letters.
Exactly.
He
I find the long
the
ones.
Longest email.
I got all the short ones. You got all the
Seriously.
Long ones.
Seriously. Here we go. Cybercrime event sponsored by Barclays and Kent Police. What do you know about GDPR and cyber security? What do you know, Paul?
A fair amount, actually, because it affects jobs in Kent. I own Jobs in Kent as my main business, and it affects us quite a lot.
What would you say the main thing is that people would you find?
Well, with the new General Data Protection Register, it's a complete change in the data that you can hold on people. And some of the main changes are things like, so with Jobs in Kent, for instance, we have jobs by email. We send 1 million emails a week to people that are registered to receive job adverts. And you have a thing called opt-in, opt-in emails. Well, one of the things that's been made illegal is you can't opt-in just by ticking a box any longer. You used to be able to go, if you want to receive these, tick here. Or even worse, if you don't want it, untick this. You can't do any of that now. You have to specifically get them to say that they want to opt in for your information. And that's just the start point. There's loads of other stuff.
I noticed a tweet earlier from Athelbrey.
Yes.
They're doing training courses.
They're doing a training course and a seminar on it.
They're so good.
I think they're right in October around Chilston Manor, but I think it'd be a really good opportunity to find out what you can and can't do.
And also, we've got Jane Franklin coming down to Breakthrough Women. She's one of the speakers. Okay. And Jane's going to be on my show. I know Jane really well. She's one of the global women in cyber security, and she's amazing. I was speaking to her. She's got a book coming out soon, so you need to look at that.
Wow. GDPR is a really big deal for everyone.
Yeah.
And so many people are thinking, oh, it doesn't affect me. It's only ISPs or Google. It's not. It's anybody. If you do any marketing electronically at all, it affects you.
We've sold this well now for Kent and Victor Chambers, haven't we? So you need to get along on Friday the 1st of September at 8.30 till 12.30. Kent in Victor Chamber of Commerce at Ashford Business Point. And you need to be, they've got key speakers of Amy Payne from Cybercrime Protection of Kent Police and Lewis Hunt from Barclays Digital Eagles, covering all elements of identity fraud and personal and business purposes. You've got to do it.
Mm. And I'm going to be there.
Are you?
I'm going to go. Yeah, I'd like to know what the police are saying about it. And
yeah.
Always comes up, doesn't it, about cyber security and stuff. That's what I was talking about last night, is how children are keeping safe online.
Absolutely. And increasingly, there are more and more things. I don't know if you saw. Do you know a lovely lady called Delina Hendry? Do you know Delina?
I've heard of her, no.
She runs a recruitment agency in Tunbridge Wells called Lioness, but she's also a therapist. And her Facebook page got hacked.
Oh, no.
But this was one of the you know, that happens all the time. We were talking about this the other day about fake accounts on there.
Yeah.
There are loads and loads of fake accounts. And just in a moment, I've been followed by a million people. There's also loads of 20-year-old women apparently want to have sex with me. But they're obviously not fake, okay? It's all the other ones that are fake. Yeah.
Oi. This is the Business Bunker.
I know,
not the dating show.
No. But I'm telling you. I'm telling you about the fake accounts. Anyway, because those you just delete and report them for spamming.
You've not made up the fake accounts.
Me? Would I do that?
To get all these lovely women followers.
I don't need to, do I?
LinkedIn for business. Using LinkedIn.
What's not attractive about a fat, bald, 60-year-old man? Huh? What's going on?
I'm trying to move this on. Let's go professional.
Anyway, no, Delina got her Facebook page hacked, but it was a really nasty hack. And she's had to delete her entire Facebook page.
Do you know where it's coming from? Do you know these quizzes that you do when you click on it and it says what's going to happen to you in the next month or what type of worry you are? Where people are clicking on them, they're giving that quiz access to your profile and the hacking is coming through there. And so many people think it's all part of Facebook and it's a separate app.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah,
absolutely.
You've got to be so careful.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, super careful.
So cybercrime and, you know, ransomware and all of those kind of things, they're a big deal.
Yeah, they're
a big deal.
LinkedIn for business. Mm-hmm. Using LinkedIn is a fantastic way of growing your customers. We know this. Are you ready to get really the full potential of it? Are you missing out on huge benefits? Now is the time to generate more business and be the expert, and the business will come to you. So Thursday, the 14th of September at Churchill Square Business Centre, Kings Hill, Westmorling, 9.30 till 12.30. There's a workshop there for you. You can go and check out on www.workshopskent.co.uk.
Fantastic. Talking about crime and stuff, we've had a tweet from Neil at the Fraud Management Resource Centre.
Oh.
FMRC. FMRC underscore inquiries, their Twitter handle. Hi, Vanilla Web. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for the Fraud Management Resource Centre, helping organisations fight fraud? Really looking forward to listening to the show today. So thank you for that, Neil. Do give them a follow on the Twitter.
We've got loads of people listening. We've even got some of our own disc jockeys listening.
Really?
Do we have
disc jockeys?
We do. DJs.
Do we have DJs?
Presenters, yeah. So we've got Laura listening in.
Laura, hello, Laura.
How much sending much love. She sent a lovely picture of our new cat, Jess. Yeah. We were only talking about this when I was...
We're not on the kitten pictures already. Yeah. Oh, for goodness sake.
She's put at Vanilla Web, at Burden of Bike, listening live with Jess the cat. The new shows on Channel Radio 1 sound amazing. Thank you, Laura. We are, aren't we?
Mm.
Do you want me to carry on?
No, I'm going to read an email.
Go for it.
Your invitation to meet new customers at our open day. One of the biggest opportunities for businesses across the Weald of Kent to introduce themselves to potential customers, the Wealdham Business Group Open Day will be held at the Little Silver Country Hotel, that's in Tenterton, at 7 a.m. on Wednesday the 6th of September. The invitation is extended to all owner-managers of SMEs in the area and includes a complimentary full English breakfast.
Jane, you
haven't even gone and make breakfast.
I just looked at Tracy. I was like, breakfast.
Yeah, there you go. In addition to the opportunity of meeting and pitching to guests, the event will feature 3 10-minute presentations by keynote speakers. Already lined up is Kent's leading social media expert, Zoe Cairns.
Which one's that then?
And Emma Classic. Wood, a top flight marketeer, managing director of Wheeldon Growth Agency, who will be talking about audience profiling. If you'd like to attend, are you going? If you'd like to attend the Wheeldon Business Group Open Day, email dbateman, dbateman at hotmail.co.uk. So there you go.
I don't even know what to say. That's hilarious. Do you want it?
I'll tell you what.
Put it in your diary.
Are you guys going? Are you going to go? Are you going to go?
I'm going to go. I don't look at my diary until each week on week because it's absolutely manic in terms of what's happening and what goes on and so many speaking gigs.
I'm with you.
If you guys are going, don't wake me up with your car door. I live right opposite the hotel. Don't wake me up banging your car doors because I'm not going to be up at that time. I'm not even going to be up to go and listen to Zoe. That's how sleepy I am.
Jake can do breakfast.
I've spoken at that, so it's really good. They're a great bunch.
Oh, got a tweet from Chris Akabusi. That's nice, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He wanted to congratulate Annie Jeffries on the work she's been doing.
Nice.
So, nice one. Thank you,
she's
Chris.
She's just been nominated for Coach of the Year.
Yeah, that's what
great.
Chris was saying.
Yeah, she's done some great work.
He was just saying that he wanted to congratulate her. So that's nice.
Nice. Don't miss the leading construction events for the South East, attracting over 3,000 visitors and 200 exhibitors. So don't miss out on thousands of professionals. What can you look forward to? Find out how to take advantage of billions of projects. Oh my gosh, the list is endless. They talk about the Thames Tideway Tunnel development update. So when is this? Thursday, the 5th of October 2017 at Kent Event Centre near Maidstone. Not Macclesfield, not, what was the other one? Manchester.
Manchester or Maidstone.
8:30 till 4:30. It's a free conference and exhibition.
Yeah. Or it could be Matlock, or it could be...
We're going to do this today, aren't we?
Middlewich or Middlesbrough.
I don't know many M's.
Middlesex.
Margate.
Margate, yeah.
I always want to sing the song, though, when we talk about Margate.
Do you? What song do you want to sing?
I'm not doing it now.
Go on, go for it.
I want to get Zoe to sing it.
All right.
Because she got a better accent than me. I sound a bit silly saying
I can't
doing it.
Sing.
Yeah, you can.
There's no wind, isn't here. I definitely can't sing.
I'll tell you what, we're going to hear a message from one of our sponsors.
Let's do it.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
We've had a tweet from Cars from Kent.
Yep.
And they say, hi Vanilla Web, hi Bird on a Bike. Could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? If you want to buy or sell your car locally, you can do so on carsfromkent.com.
We've also had a tweet from FSB Andrew Knott. I met him actually at your live, Zoe.
I just got a tweet from Denise Wilton and she says, Zoe Cairns, listen to Business Bunker. It's actually me doing the audience profiling talk at Wheeldon Business Group. 6th of September. See you there.
So it's not you?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, that's a relief. Thank you, Knees, for telling us that. Because I'm reading it from the email they sent me. Zoe's looking at me as if I'm mad, and we're going, I don't know. So
I'll tell you who would know is Terry Botfield, because he's part of the Wheeldon Business Group.
Well, presumably,
Terry, let us know.
No, but presumably if Denise is speaking, she knows. So it's Denise that's speaking,
yeah.
Denise Wilton.
Denise Wilton,
yeah. From the Milan Focus on Twitter.
Yeah, that's it.
So there
it's
you
not
go.
Zoe.
It's not Zoe at all.
No, thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Zoe, you nearly had a bit of a panic then.
Yeah.
So here we go. We've got FSB Andrew Knott, and he's saying, hashtag B Bunker shout out, please, for the next slope off is at the Empire Rooms Ramsgate on the 1st of September at 2 o'clock till about 2 o'clock in the morning. It's about a 12-hour stint of business. What do they do there?
Where?
At Slope Off Friday.
What do they do?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lunch.
Race,
it's a lunch organised by Jules Reprobate Circin. Mm. Yeah. And it goes on forever.
You need endurance, don't you, as a skill?
They had a lunch. It's a networking lunch, okay, that started at midday. I got a text at 2 a.m. from Jules going, we're still at lunch, and I've just had my seventh bottle of Prosecco. Oh, that was at 2 a.m., and they've been there from lunchtime. It is out
Sounds
of order.
The best network.
Have you ever did
you see the video of the last one with them dancing on the pavement outside the restaurant? It was outrageous.
I bet it's some great business done, though. Probably.
It was outrageous, yeah.
Really?
Well, you imagine you're doing like 6 months of networking in one afternoon. If you saw each other an hour every month
That's
for the next
really
6 months.
That's a really great way of looking at it, Zoe.
Definitely
incremental gains.
Yeah.
Nice, I like that. I like that. I wouldn't have ever thought about that. I don't think I could keep up with the endurance of it all.
No.
The drinking, I'd be, and I'm better off not, and I'll be on the top of the tables without drink. If I'm drinking, I'm underneath the table. You'd have to wake me up. Bird, let's go on. It's terrible. Have you ever been?
No.
I've never been.
I haven't got the stamina. And I'm teetotal as well, so I don't drink, so it would be pointless being the only sober one there for 7 hours, wouldn't it? And that would be really ridiculous. I just end up like I always do if I go out with Jules, taking them all home at night.
Yeah. You're a good friend to have.
Do you know, I told this story before. You know, she's got a villa in Spain. I got a text from her one Saturday night, Sunday morning, 4 a.m. And she's gone, hello, mate. I'm just about to do the karaoke. What tune shall I sing? I go, it's 4 a.m. What are you doing? She said, well, I'm drunk. And I went, I'm asleep. And she said, yeah, I know, but you know what tune I can sing. I go, no, go away.
We've got our favourite sisters. They've
Oh, the organic sisters.
Yeah. Have you seen the picture?
Are they curly cucumbers?
Very interesting. Weird, huh? Yeah. Very interesting. So it says at Vanilla Web, boring, hashtag salads, not with our curly cucumbers. The organic sisters deliver to home at an office pantry. Very interesting. They look like courgettes, but clearly
they
they're
do. They're curly cucumbers.
Did you know that a courgette, when it grows bigger, is a marrow?
Do you know what? I didn't know that until somebody said it the other day on Twitter, and I thought, is that true? And I wasn't sure it was true, but now you've confirmed it, Bird, I believe it.
I know. I am full of the most amazing education and knowledge.
Zucchini specialist.
Apparently so. Mm. I like to spiralise mine. Have you had spiralised?
I've got a spiraliser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
It's
You're
great.
Impressed, aren't
it's
you?
It's great. Spiralising is amazing. If you don't want to do pasta and you're really being great with your vegetables, spiralise it and it just is amazing. Anyway, enough of this frivolity. Litter takes a licking. Litter got a licking when a group of volunteers took to one of Folkestone's iconic streets, armed with bags, brooms and long-handled pickers. Oh my goodness, the image I've now got. The 19 volunteers, including the Folkestone Mayor, Roger West, took part in a recent clear-up on the Road of Remembrance. The event, which included a clear-up of the nearby areas, was organised by McDonald's. Interesting. In a West Terrace as part of the National Love Where You Live programme. I love this. So Shetway District Council, congratulations, provided all the equipment and arranged for the 19 bags of collected rubbish to be taken. I love that. Great idea.
Fantastic.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome back to the Business Bunker Show the absolutely adorable, not appearing at the Little Silver Hotel, Zoe Cairns. Hello, Zoe.
Hello, you okay?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank
it's
you.
Great
How
to
are
be
you?
Back. Thank you for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to see you here.
It's been about a year.
It's been quite a while since you were here last, hasn't it?
I think it was when I was with Annette, wasn't it? Before?
Yeah, it was. And you weren't in this studio, were you?
No, I was in another studio.
Yeah, you were in the studio we had before this in Ashford in Breakthrough.
Yeah.
So we keep moving. Every time you come, we move.
You're moving about.
Yeah, absolutely. So how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So last things first. I've just played the advert about ZC Live.
Yeah.
And we had a really fantastic ZC Live a few months ago. Wasn't it brilliant?
It was brilliant. Bird was on the live with Deborah Turner and you were there.
So they were running around like Annika Rice and somebody else.
Yeah, it was
so like silly people with cameras, weren't they? Yeah. Which was brilliant. And there was hundreds of people there, wasn't
there? 300 people in the end.
It was
a really
fantastic
good day.
Turnout.
Yeah.
And I happen to know that you're starting to think about the next one.
Yeah, just getting ideas from people. So anyone out there listening, where do you want to see the next one? We could go back to Ashford International, where it's quite local, well, quite in the middle of Kent. Yeah. But we're thinking maybe to go back to Medway, North Kent area, or down to Canterbury, which you mentioned as well. So just getting ideas from people, really, where to locate the next one.
Any idea roughly when it's going to be?
I'm looking at March next year.
March 2018.
2018. Fantastic. Yeah.
When it comes out, we'll obviously let everyone know, and we'll publicise it on the show here. But ZC Live is an absolutely brilliant event.
Yeah,
it's really monster, isn't it?
Yeah,
fantastic.
It. It's good.
So, what else are you up to? You've recently moved offices, as we mentioned on the Facebook Live pre-show show.
It's an amazing co-working space. It's so creative, innovative, and it's just a whole new, different experience.
So it's the Dragon Co-working, which is part of St. George's Hotel in Chatham,
Everyone
isn't it?
Everyone thinks when they come, like, are you based in a hotel?
Yeah.
And we take them down this, like, corridor, and they're like, where are we going? And then they come into this amazing space. It's got a view of the River Medway. It's just amazing.
It's great. And Roland, who owns it, has done
Roland's
a fabulous job
amazing.
On it.
Yeah. He's a great guy, and he's really looking after us, so that's good.
It's good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. I love
great
it.
Stuff. Yeah. So what else are you up to? A couple of your young ladies came to see me a couple of weeks ago with a video camera in tow and made me blind for a little while, which was one of the scariest things I'd done.
Yeah.
It really
that
is.
That would have been the lovely Torren. Torren's doing really well in terms of campaigns, and she's going out on the road a lot to really get, you know, what we find when we take on a new client is trying to get the collateral and the content and get into the company's way of thinking and how they want to get their message across. So Torren's been doing a lot of work on the road. She does it amazingly in terms of how she engages. But one of our clients, if that's all right with me saying, British Wireless for the Blind Fund are here with us now, and
we're going to talk to Julie in a moment, and I'm going to talk about the experience I had, and then we're going to talk more about what those guys do.
Yeah.
But just coming back to you, you've got lots going on.
We've got loads going on. It's amazing. We've had a massive restructure in. The things that we're doing is just really exciting stuff.
I mean, we got some stuff that we're going to read out later about some of the workshops that you're doing on Facebook and social media in general.
We've been doing loads of free workshops. We're still doing the free academy down in the Marsh. We're doing the one in Medway. And really, the agency's going really well,
It's really cool.
Yeah, I love it.
It's really good.
I love what I do. And I think that's what... That's what makes it work.
It is. It's your passion for what you do the fact that you do it with a smile on your face all the time and, you know, and you kind of nail it as well really helps too. But that's really good. So just for those two people in the world that haven't heard of Zoe Cairns, just give us a quick overview of the range of things that you do with ZC Social Media.
I'm sure there's more than two people.
I don't think so. And both of those have been in prison because so they've been out of circulation.
I was in Brixton Prison.
Were you? What did you do? What did you do this time?
Do you know what? It was the best thing that I've ever done.
Really?
Do you know what? I felt so rewarded when I come out. Mm. It was so amazing to go in, and they were actually going to be released. Mm. So after 10 or 12 years being released out into the community, never used the internet. Some of them might have used the internet, but some of them hadn't. Mm. And just showing them how they could start up their own business potentially online. And it was just so rewarding.
Right.
Yeah. Amazing. So
how did you get involved in that?
They're called the ICAEW.
Right.
Like an accountancy firm.
Yep.
And they had some funding to deliver these workshops within the prison, and they just asked me whether I could do a session on social media.
Hmm.
I loved it, and I had no guard with me. I only had a panic button.
Really?
But the panic button was past the prisoners, so I don't know how that would have worked.
Were they looking after it for you? They went, don't worry, Zoe, we'll look after your panic button.
Yeah, but it was great. It was good. And they were really receptive to what we were doing. And I hope that they've gone on to amazing things. And
do you know, it was really funny talking about prisons. A few months ago, I made some kind of silly comment about bras on air. And I got told off by a few people for making a silly comment about it. Yeah, it was fair enough. But I actually then got contacted by an organisation called Behind Bras.
Oh.
And they're a lingerie company.
Oh, wow.
And they make bras, but they only use released female prisoners to do it.
Wow.
And they're a charity. That's really amazing. Interesting thing. So some good came out of it, of my political incorrectness.
I've got nothing against prisons and stuff like that. Everyone learns their lesson. And when they come out, you know, some people become really, really successful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lessons they've learned. So, it's an amazing experience.
A lot of people in prison have very definite skills.
Yeah.
They've just applied them in totally the wrong way.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Ah, good stuff. So you enjoyed it. It was really interesting. And you didn't need to press the panic button.
I want to do more of it. Yeah. I want to do more of it. Yeah. Helping the community. It's great.
Yeah, fantastic. Good stuff. So I'll tell you what, let's move on now because, as I say, your guys came and filmed me as part of the work you're doing with the British Wireless for the Blind Trust. And they bought a series of glasses with them that made me wear and filmed me while I was wearing them. And they reproduced, as best they could, various forms of a vision impairment. And the weirdest thing for me was the worst, just as a small thought experiment, wasn't being totally blind. Without sounding too stupid, being totally blind was actually the best of all of them because I just couldn't cope with any of the others that had different types of impaired vision because you just wanted to take the glass, you know, because you could half see, quarter see. Yeah, and it's really disorientating. It really was. I don't know if you know, I'm the president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, and my family are deaf, and I'm deaf. And deafness is one of those things that, you know, we try to encourage other people to experience. Mm. But it's nothing like that vision impairment and wearing those glasses. That was the most scary thing I've ever done. It was really not nice at all.
It's very interesting. I remember when I first joined the charity a few years ago, my idea was if you were blind or visually impaired, you were completely blind.
Mm.
And I wasn't really aware until I joined the charity of the degrees of visual impairment. And when I've tried the specs on, it's actually, you're right, it's very disorientating.
It is.
You can see maybe round or you can see in the
or just
middle or what have you.
Or grayscale or something. Yeah. It's just really, really disorientating. Yeah. It's really, you know, you just really want to rip the glasses off straight away. It was a real... excuse the pun, an eye-opener.
Yeah.
You know, it really was. So, Julie, tell us a bit about your organisation.
Okay, well, we're a charity that's been going since 1928, and basically what we do is we produce specially adapted audio equipment for the most in need within the blind and visually impaired community.
Mm.
At the heart of it all is radio, because obviously when we started in 1928, we didn't have, like, the multimedia platforms you do have nowadays. So at the heart of every set that we do produce is radio, and that goes from basic DAB sets through to sets now where we have streamed radio and also podcasts.
Yeah, we're on. Channel Radio's on there. You can pick up Channel Radio on your radio sets.
Yeah, so that's basically is what we do is we produce the sets to sort of we can't basically take the glasses off for people.
No,
we can't take the eye impairments or vision impairment away from them.
Mm.
But what we can do for them is we can bring them something that brings to their home, you know, everything from the sport to the news to the weather and keeping in touch with sort of the various sort of the way that we consume media nowadays is the way that we want those who are most in need within the blind community. We also want them to have the opportunity to do that. And obviously, if you're deprived of a sense, your other sense becomes so much more important to you. So if you don't have that eyesight, your hearing and your way of connecting with the world, that's much more
absolutely
imperative to your way of life.
And I would say this, wouldn't I, as I own three radio stations, but radio is a really good medium, isn't it?
I think radio is. I mean, I've always, this is the first time I've worked for a charity, but I've always worked in the media, predominantly in national press and consumer press. But I think the one thing that over the years you always find is that people tend to have a more personal relationship with the shows they listen to on the radio.
Mm.
I mean, for instance, I'm a huge cricket fan and often I'll prefer to listen to TMS than maybe watch it on Sky.
Yeah.
So you do have that sort of that relationship. And very often recipients or people who receive our sets will describe their set like a friend, which can sound, you know, it is what it is. It brings some life to them.
Well, funnily, on Channel Radio on a Sunday afternoon, we do plays and drama and stuff like that, and we commission our own plays that we broadcast. And again, you know, radio plays kind of tailed off a little bit. Mm. You know, you only had Radio 4 that ever did anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's made a comeback because it's just the way that people consume media these days.
Mm.
It, you know, listening to audio is something you can do while you're doing something else. You know, you can't drive and watch the TV. Although I saw somebody got nicked for doing exactly that the other day. And they were watching a film on a laptop while driving a lorry, would you believe? But, you know, so radio can be useful from that point of view as well. So the range of things that you can consume via the radio, you know, and the range of stations that we have in this country is huge. So
very much so. And I think because there's been the sort of, you know, sort of with laptops and smartphones coming in, I think just generally as people we consume lots more media nowadays. And that's what we try to bring to our sets, that people have the access to radio, to podcasts, to their audio books, so, all sorts of things.
So talk me through the logistics of what you do, because I'm fascinated by this. So you provide radios.
Yeah, we have three or four sets that we provide, everything from a basic DAB FM radio, which obviously some people, they just want a radio, through to a set which has things like CD, cassette, radio on, facility for USB. Again, going back to the fact that we consume things differently, through to a, our latest, it's called Bumblebee, which basically is an app on a tablet. And again, you can stream through your radio stations, you can stream through podcasts, or e-books and things like that. And the way that we sort of operate is we're a small national charity based in Maidstone. There's only 18 members of the team. So we link up with social services throughout the country or local blind societies, or where we can don't have relationships with either of those, we have our own volunteers. And so basically people come to us to see if they qualify for sets. And if they do that, then we arrange for somebody to go out into that person's home and set it up for them.
Okay.
Because we very much pride ourselves on being a national charity with a regional focus.
It must be quite an expensive operation, though, supplying radios.
Yes, it is. The radios we provide, they're a good quality. Robert's Radio worked with us on a couple of these sets. Cool. Are adapted. They're very good. And obviously the recent app that we've developed and the tablets we provide, they're a good quality because we want to give these people a decent quality product.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Have you any idea how many people? Because you've been going a long time as a charity, haven't you? So you probably got no idea. You could make the number up. We'd never know. Have you any idea? I always make the numbers up.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's true, isn't it, Bird?
No.
87.6% of all statistics ever said are made up on the spot. Have you any idea how many people have received radios from your organisation?
Over the year?
Yeah.
Often the figure that is quoted is about 1 million, but that's been going since 1928. We probably would have, say, 40,000 to 50,000 sets out there at the moment.
Right, OK.
Because when you qualify for a set from us, invariably that's for life, so that means at some point the set may break or may be replacing, and so that's what we do replace. But I suppose to put an exact figure on it would be difficult.
A million's a good round number, isn't it? Yeah, we'll go with that.
Over the years. It's our 90th anniversary next year, so that'll be exciting.
Now, that's fantastic. And what I love about that is it's just so targeted.
Yeah.
And it's so straightforward, if you see what I mean.
In terms of the service we provide.
Yeah.
It's what I call a nice, practical British charity. We're doing something good for people.
Yeah. And it's discernible. You can see what it does. You can see how it works. You can see how it helps.
Yeah.
Job done. Exactly. I mean, obviously, it costs a lot of money. So let's kind of just have a think about that. How do you raise the money to do this?
It's we don't receive any government funding. So
does anymore? I mean,
so everything we do is through donations, like any other charity. It comes from the public, through personal donations, trusts and foundations, legacies, things like that. And obviously, you know, nowadays there's much more competition out in the market.
Absolutely.
But we know we've been going for quite a while now. We have a good reputation, so we've managed to retain.
And it's definite what you do.
Yes.
You know, it's a bit like guide dogs for the blind. You know what you're getting.
Exactly.
You're getting a dog. That's how it works. Yeah.
I think a lot of people do like that. They know that if they do donate to us or work with us, they can see very much this is the product that we are giving out to somebody. And obviously we do get quite a few testimonials through from the people who do love our service, and hence obviously we're trying to always raise awareness, and with the sort of blindness, trying to, like with what you had to go through, so that people understand what it's like, because you can say, oh, you know, visual impairment, but you truly don't understand, actually.
Not until you put those glasses on. You know, you just think, you know, it's like having to wear a strong pair of ordinary reading glasses.
Yes, exactly.
It's nothing like that. I would say to people, try it and see, because it was scary. It really was scary.
Yeah. And the video we've done from the British Wireless, the Blind Funded, we've got an example of what it looks like through the glasses.
Yeah. Right, okay. So you filmed through the glasses?
We filmed through the glasses. Okay.
Yeah, we showed people like the scene of like this is the scene of the restaurant or whatever without the glasses. This is what you'd normally would see, and then the glasses in front. Because as I say, if you throw words around and say diabetes or macular degeneration, people may vaguely understand what you're talking about. Mm. But then again, as you know, until you experience it, you don't experience it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. What is the qualification criteria for getting a free radio? I'm just checking for a friend.
You have to be registered blind or partially sighted, resident in the UK, aged over 8, and in receipt of a means-tested benefit. Right. Obviously, as you say, the sets are expensive, so we're trying to very much drill down to get to the people who can't afford it. Basically, in simple terms, who can't afford it.
Yeah.
And that's who we're trying to get to. These people normally wouldn't have that sort of money to go out and spend on the sort of quality set that we provide.
Fantastic.
So that's who we want to get to.
And do you know what also? It's the support network around as well. That helps the support network knowing that they've got comfort. It's, you know, it's so important. My friends...
And they soon be able to do dating on the radio?
You and this dating. But it's really interesting. My friend's son is partially blind and he is in the England football team.
Yes.
Amazing. Mm. But you forget that he is partially sighted. So I'll often say to him, wait, can you just see if the child... And he goes, I can't see. Mm. And you forget that. So the language that you use is so interesting because you naturally, they adapt so well. Yeah. Yet we don't even think about the fear that comes with them even moving from A to B in a place that necessarily we would go, well, what's the problem? But, you know, so I think anything like this, anything to offer support, love, is so needed.
Support is very important to us in the charity. It's not just about a set. It's to say we always turn up and we will set the set up because people like their certain radio stations they want to listen to every single week. Mm. And we're at the end of the phone if they do have a problem thereafter. And if we need to get back out to them afterwards again, we will do that. Mm. It's not just about here's a set and we're going to stick it in the post. It's very much the personal service and that support network that's important and goes afterwards.
Just thinking about that, I mean, when you provide someone with a set, I mean, how do they tune it in? I mean, do you tune it in for them in the first instance, presumably, but does that mean they have to listen to the station that you tuned in until you come back? Or?
No, they are specially adapted, and most people, once they've had it demonstrated, you know, the sets are devised in certain ways. Like, for instance, two of our main sets will have yellow buttons because yellow against black. Well, if your sight goes, that's one of the last things that you can still see.
Oh, okay.
And obviously, most people have residual sight. Very few people are totally blind. They'll have, like, raised soft tactile edges, nothing too sharp.
It's gonna help them.
And the whole sets have been devised in a way that you can work your way around them. It's like with our two stream services, they will speak to you and, you know, you learn to tap down if it's the app on the tablet or on the sort of Sonata, which is you press one for this, two for that.
Okay.
So it can talk you through that. And as I say, most people are able, once they're shown, to be able to use it. But as I said, we are always at the end of the phone if they do need that help or support.
So basically, new technology has really come to your aid a great deal from the old Bakelite wireless days back in the 20s when you just had a big knob that you had to twiddle.
Some of the sets, we have a sort of demo room back at Maidstone. And when we started in 1928, I'm sort of demonstrating how big I'm on radio. Very, very large compared to the sets that we provide now. Mm. But we like to provide a range because, as I say, the people that we deal with, it might be somebody who just wants to sit and listen to Radio 2, Radio 3, and it may be somebody then wants to listen to their books or their podcasts, and it may be somebody who wants to operate off a tablet. Yeah. And obviously the changing face of technology means that we do need to keep up with that.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Julie, if people want to find out more about the work that you do, how can they find you? You've got a website.
We've got a website. It's at www.blind.org.uk. Obviously, we have a Twitter, which is very fabulously managed. Mm-hmm. It's British Wireless for the Blind. It's at British Wireless for the... Is that British Wireless? Yes.
Yeah.
It's
I've written it down here. Yeah. BWBF at British Wireless.
Yeah.
Alternatively, phone into our office in Maidstone. We're at Albion Place in Maidstone. 01622 754 757, and we're always there to sort of help and support.
Fantastic, Julie. Thank you for that. There is a link to the British Wireless for the Blind Trust on the Kent Business Radio website, and that link will stay there forever. So if you ever want to find a website, it's there. On today's show number 338, Julie, thank you for that.
Yeah,
real
thank
pleasure
you very
to
much
meet
for
you.
Having me on.
No, it's an absolute pleasure and a fascinating thing you do. All power to you. As a radio station, we love what you're doing, of course, as well, because it brings us to more people too.
Yeah.
So, that's a match. Zoe, what have you got planned next? What are you up to next?
I don't know. I'm getting married next week.
I was kind of leaning towards that. Yeah, you're getting married.
To say.
Yeah.
I haven't really put it out on social media.
I don't think
I'm going to go live on the day. I don't think Gareth will appreciate that.
You're not going to do Facebook live during
those Mevos, you know. So people that you know, it's quite a small thing that we're doing, and we haven't invited the whole world. But you know, a nice Mevo in the corner so people can watch live if they're not there.
Right.
Appealing,
no? Absolutely, yeah. No, I couldn't believe that you were doing something without your social media input to
I'm
it.
I'm packing a selfie stick for down the aisle just to sort
No, you're not.
Could you imagine?
You're going down the aisle with a selfie stick.
Yeah.
Live.
I've got to.
Most people have a bouquet. She's got a selfie stick.
And I was going to put a tweet wall up, but then it might encourage people to tweet throughout the day. But
and then it would just become obscene as the day went
when
on.
I've had a few drinks, maybe not great.
Yeah.
I think that's
brilliant.
That's coming up. Personal is hectic, but with business, we're doing some great stuff at the moment. Mm. I love what we're doing and focusing on the agency this year. So,
right, cool. Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. So if people want to find out more about you, what's the best way to do that?
ZCSocialMedia.com or my Twitter handle is Zoe_Cairns. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Come and follow me. Hit me up.
Yeah. Hit me up.
Yeah, hit me up.
Hit me up, yeah.
Are the dogs going to be at the wedding?
Yeah.
The fur babies.
Yeah.
The fur babies.
You don't got Flower Girl. We got the fur babies.
That's amazing. Why don't you put cameras on them?
Yeah.
Gareth has never
Don't start encouraging a bird.
He'd never know.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I'll come Perfect. And do a live stream with you. Can you imagine? Gareth had to invite
you
Bird
and
because, yeah, could you imagine it? That would
be
so funny, interviewing all your guests.
That's great.
Zoe, thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for inviting me back in again.
It's an absolute pleasure, as always, to see you. We got a few more minutes before we chuck you out.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us.
That's
Zoe Cairns and Julie Tobin from the British Wireless Trust for the Blind. So thank you, ladies. That was brilliant. We got bazillions of tweets still coming in, loads of emails and stuff. I got a tweet from Rowena Horton.
Oh, how is she?
Yeah, she's all right. She's hashtag wine lady. I've almost got a full house. Don't delay. Book today. Cheese, wine, magic. discoverthevine.co.uk is a website. Rowena does wine tasting, basically. And a wine lady invites you to try Sauterne, one of the great wines of the world. There's a cheese and wine tasting Tuesday, August the 15th, 7:30 p.m. at the George Hotel,
Whoa.
Rochester. It's
just
in your gaff.
Yeah, Rowena started to follow me as well, so that would be really
there
good.
There you go. You've only got to walk around.
Guess who else will love that? Sian Murphy.
Oh, Sian. Step back from the Sauterne, Sian.
There won't be no wine left with Sian about.
No, exactly.
Really?
So, 15th, that's next Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. at the St. George Hotel in Rochester.
Yeah.
Get along it. What you got, Bird?
Oh, we've got Dragon Co-working. They've said they're listening to the show. We've got Jo Pollen. She said, at Vanilla Web and Gang, please can we have a Bee Bunker mention for our charity webinar on the 13th of September, staying relevant to donors in a digital world. There you go, Jo. Hope that goes down. Oh, my gosh, we've got so many bits and pieces coming through.
I've got a tweet here from Athelbrey that you mentioned earlier. With a picture of Donald Duck, a GIF of Donald Duck, which is quite nice. Athelbrey said, Business Bunker listeners who come to the GDPR 3-hour workshop get a discount by mentioning the Business Bunker shout out. So there you go. So when you book it, tell them that you heard about it on here. And it's taking place 25th of September or the 2nd of October. It's a snip at £99. And if you want to book on it, that's the GDPR workshop. Follow their Twitter handle for the booking details. That's Athelbrae LTD. A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E LTD is their Twitter handle.
So we've got a photo beautifully done from Jules Serkin saying an impressive starter, Bee Bunker.
Interesting.
Impressive starter.
She eating again?
She's doing something. It's got mussels. Salads, sausages. Who has sausages and mussels together? Is that normal?
But did you see what she tweeted yesterday?
No.
Yeah, she said, I'm recovering from Slope Off Friday. So I went and had, she went to the Good Shed in Canterbury and had roast lamb for breakfast.
Really? Wow.
She's mad, that woman. She's absolutely mad.
Here we go. So we got Bridger House Limited listening to Vanilla Web, Bird and a Bike, and guests on hashtag Be Bunker whilst writing about a new overhead crane virtual reality game.
That sounds interesting.
How exciting.
Hoist me up.
I know. That's really impressive. Don't you think?
Nice one,
or is it
Rich?
Just me?
No, I like
I'm really
it, Rich.
Excited
hey,
about
Rich,
stuff
you got
like
Bird
that.
Going with us at least. Yeah, yeah, she's into
that.
It.
Yeah. I love that. Right, here we go. Gorillas and Gowns Charity
Fashion
Show. Oh,
yeah. This is
show.
A big one. This
really
is a big one. We need
important.
You guys there as well, Tracy and Jane. Yeah.
So this is at Port Lim Hotel in Lim. This is on Friday the 29th of September, 6:30 till 11:30, raising funds to support the Aspinall Foundation work with gorillas in the Congo. Hosted by Amanda Flanders at Butterflies and Dreams Events and Paul Andrews of the Business Bunker radio show in collaboration with photography Jane Mucklow and fashion designers Caroline Bruce and Josh Bartfield Birch Jones. So, yeah, I mean, Josh is amazing.
He's 12.
He's 12.
He's 12 years old and he's
a fashion
designer.
Wow.
And he's a real knockout. You know, he's not messing about here. Yeah, yeah. It's really amazing stuff.
But he does from boardroom to evening wear. I really love his concept. So it's auction pledges already include an evening dress, a picture, a designer, a VIP.
A funky chair.
Yeah, a funky chair.
Cheeky chairs.
So you've got to get along. So admission is £45 per person and all of the proceeds go directly to the charity. Go to www.butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/gorillasandgowns.
I'm emceeing the event and I got to tell you, it's a brilliant...
That's unusual.
I know. It's a brilliant event. It's a champagne reception and there's a buffet and everything, all included in the ticket price.
Amazing venue.
It's totally in conjunction with the Aspinall Foundation.
Right.
The quality of the fashion on display is really top-notch stuff. It's going to be a really cracking event. If you're not seen there, you're not seen anywhere this year. Trust me on this.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a DJ because I'm the MC.
MC?
Yeah.
Are you used to MCing now?
Yeah.
What do you plan? I'm
do
saying
I plan?
This because I know what
because
he doesn't
plan. Of course
plan.
I don't plan. Don't be ridiculous.
I remember speaking once with you and we're there waiting to go on stage. You know what he's going to say, don't you? I'm waiting to say, I'm saying, I've got no idea what I'm going to say. Literally waiting to go on stage.
Well,
it's great.
But what I think, because I've done a lot, I used to work as a motivational speaker, so I'm used to doing it. But what I figured was I have to do so much speaking that if I knew what I was going to say, I'd be bored. So quite often I don't know what I'm going to say, and then I'm interested in what I'm saying because I've not heard it before.
It's about moulding it to the audience as well, because when you get to an event, you start networking with the people that are going to be listening, and it's about taking snippets from what you learn from people and the type of people that are in the room to tailor... what you want to say, otherwise you'd get boring.
Yeah, I agree.
I've got a really busy September, though. I'm emceeing something every weekend in September. I'm doing the Swale Business Awards. I'm doing the Kent Deaf Children Society Child Achievement Awards. I'm doing the Seven Oaks Business Awards. I'm doing the fashion show. There's something else I'm doing as well.
You don't even need to go out, do you? That's just your socialising,
eh?
Beautiful. We've got Justin Dean listening. He says, looking forward to a great Business Bunker show. Justin, I will get that. He wants that video of me doing him on the show that day, didn't he?
Oh, I see. Sorry, I wonder what you were going to say for a minute there. But
I
wonder what you've been asked.
I'll be training. It's the worst thing in the world, Tracy. I train and my mates are looking at me. Did you actually just say that? And I go, yes, I did. I said it just before, didn't I?
You did.
Off air. You looked at me like, well, she's done it again.
She's done it again.
I know. Anyway.
You're innocent. That's the thing, isn't it, bud?
I am.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from the community show on this very station, community_show on the Twitter. Our guest this week is Alan Wallace, talking about Rise for Disability. They're a new Maidstone Bash charity, and they've got it's a new event. So tune in, 10 a.m, channelradio.co.uk on Thursday, and hear about Rise for Disability. Do you know them? No, they're Maidstone based as well.
Rise or Ride?
Rise, R-I-S-E. Okay.
Yeah.
Rise, number 4, disability on the Twitter. Rise for Disability. Let's have a message.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. riftaccounting.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
I've had a tweet from the Eden Valley Chamber of Commerce, and they say, hi, Vanilla Webb, could you shout out our next free networking event is on the 22nd of August. Do you know what else is on the 22nd of August?
I do.
Go on.
Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, go on.
What if I got it wrong?
Well, then I'll tell you off.
You do it then.
No, you do it.
Is it a birthday?
It is.
Whose birthday is it?
It's mine.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
What are we doing?
Yeah, so you can either come and share. We're on air because it's a Tuesday.
I'm not.
Are you not?
I'm not on air with you. I think it's Marvellous Martin.
It's Marvellous Martin that week. No, I know.
He won't bring you anything in. No. He'll be really miserable. Martin, don't be miserable on his birthday.
And I don't fancy giving him a birthday kiss either, for some reason.
I bet you would.
Would I? Just yeah, I probably that. Would, actually. Yeah. Anyway, apart from my birthday, it's also the Eden Valley Chamber free networking event on the 22nd of August. That's Tuesday after next. And it's at Gaywood Farm. If you go to their Twitter handle, you can RSVP via the pinned tweet on their Twitter handle. And their Twitter handle is EVChamber, at EVChamber.
You're going to love this.
Go on.
Your friend. Hi, Vanilla Webb and Bird and a Bike. Please can we have a big Bee Bunker shout out for our cheekychairs.com.
Oh, it's fuzzy.
Yeah. We're not allowed to call her that.
Sorry. Oh, I did it again. Felicity.
Felicity, your chair looks beautiful. That's the chair there, everybody.
We've got a music chair, which is covered in My Generation Pinball Wizard. But cheeky chairs.
Have you got yours delivered yet?
My home chair, my flamingo chair. No, she's still building it.
Is she?
Yeah, yeah. It's traditionally upholstered, and she's got a range of fabulous fabrics. And she uses Italian imported wood and then a local craftsman that builds the chairs. And she does chairs and bar stools. I've just ordered a chair for my office at home with a flamenco pattern on it. You've got to see it to see it. It's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And Fuzzy Felicity, knock that one
did
up.
Did it again.
I know. Sorry, mate. She knocked that one up.
Flamingo on the back of the seat.
Yeah, there's on the back is Pinball Wizard and on the front is My Generation. And so I could do lots of tweets that goes, whose chair is this? Do you get it? Whose chair is this? Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
But she made a group of funky ones. She's got a Beano chair and a Financial Times one. She made a Financial Times one for a finance company that asked her to do it. She thought it was funky, and then she did some comics, and then she did that one for
That's
us,
fair.
Which is lovely, isn't it? Don't you think?
I do.
Right.
We got a lot of people feeding back to us, which is great. But did you know that there's a Women in Business lunch at Brands Hatch?
When?
It's on the 21st of September. Guess who the speakers are?
It's you.
It's me and Ali Harold.
It's you and Ali Harold, isn't it? It's the lovely Sarah Ann Lucas.
I know.
I know your name. Don't worry.
I just thought, what's he going to say? Yeah. What is he going to say?
I could have picked a number.
That's so naughty, isn't it? That's so naughty, Jay. Do you know why? Because he could have picked any of the many, many surnames that I've had. But today, Matthew, as they say on Stars in Your Eyes, absolutely. I'm Sarah Ann Lucas.
She is, or better known as Bird.
It's the greatest marketing tool ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, get along to Women in Business lunch at Brands Hatch, 21st of September.
It's which Brands Hatch? Is it Brands Hatch Hotel or Brands Hatch Thistle? That threw you, didn't
that
it?
That was the deafening silence on radio. Just fill in for me, Paul. I'll find out for you.
Who is it with the FSB?
No.
Is it Breakthrough Women?
No.
Is it Eva Girls?
Oh, it's Carol Black.
It's Carol.
It's Carol's. So Brands Hatch Place. Yeah.
There you go. Am I not going round the track or anything?
Apparently not.
I am gutted. I'd love to do that on my bike.
Right.
I could be properly buried in a bike then, couldn't I?
Yeah, she could.
I'm serious.
Yeah, yeah. She would. Yes. She would. She's she's mad enough to do that. She really
will.
Is. Yeah. Yeah. And she'd probably win against some of the cars as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm looking at apparel to have Bird and a Bike written on.
Right,
I can't wait.
Maybe you should get one of the chairs as well. Maybe a cheeky chair to do a saddle.
That's a
that would be cool, wouldn't
idea.
It?
Yeah. Come that on, Felicity, so cool. Do me a saddle for my bike.
Yeah.
With Bird and a Bike on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Let's have one more message.
Want more business in Kent?
Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
Cool. What we're going to do now, we're going to play some tunage, and then we're going to join Abby in the newsroom, and then we're going to come back with some more guests. So have a listen to this.